In the hustle and bustle of modern life, it's easy to become ensconced in our own little bubbles. We go about our daily routines, often unaware of the lives playing out just beyond our walls. Yet, every now and then, something happens that jolts us out of our individual reverie and forces us to confront the question, who are our neighbors, really? Consider this scenario. You live in an apartment building where one of your neighbors frequently hosts parties. The music is loud, laughter spills into the hallway, and yet, somehow, you never receive an invitation. You hear the muffled sounds of merriment through the walls, but you remain on the outside, a silent observer to festivities you're not a part of. In these moments, it's hard not to wonder, if not me, then who? The phrase tenants who hold parties and don and resquo, to invite neighbors, who do you think will bury you when you die? Is a poignant reminder of the importance of community and connection. It's a wake-up call, urging us to look beyond our own immediate circles and consider the bonds that tie us to those around us. After all, in times of celebration and joy, it's natural to want to share those experiences with others. And yet, when we exclude our neighbors from these moments, we inadvertently reinforce the barriers that separate us. But this goes beyond just party invitations. It's about recognizing the humanity in those who share our space, whether it's a bustling apartment building or a quiet suburban street. It's about acknowledging that we are all interconnected, bound together by the simple fact of our proximity to one another. So, who will bury you when you die? Perhaps it will be a family member, a friend, or a loved one. But beyond that, it will be the community you've built around you, the people whose lives you've touched in ways both big and small. It will be the neighbors who, despite never receiving an invitation to your parties, still care enough to lend a hand in your time of need. In the end, it's not about the grand gestures or the extravagant displays of affection. It's about the everyday interactions, the small acts of kindness that serve to strengthen the bonds between us. So the next time you find yourself planning a gathering, take a moment to look beyond your immediate circle. Extend an invitation to that neighbor you've never spoken to, or strike up a conversation with the person you pass in the hallway every day. You never know, and they might just be the ones to bury you when you die.